NerdErotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.
Mm. Sunday, baby.
Sunday. I can't say Sunday Funday.
Nope. It is Sunday Funday, though.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't he say it?
It's a fun day and it's a Sunday, but Sunday Funday is usually
it's not just your thing, guys.
Half of most of Nerdrotic goes over
yeah, what?
Video games with Az, which is totally okay.
I think Az is playing video games with us. That's what's happening.
You know what?
That's
a great way to put it.
I think there it is.
Great way
we're
to
the gaming
around.
Experts at Nerdrotic, right?
Come on.
Sorry.
Of course, you know, sorry. Fox News comes to me about so the gamers.
Yep.
folks, you should have seen the look on Garrett's face when I said, dude, I need to figure out a way to call you and wake you up. I thought he was going to quit right there.
Bro,
you know that Neuralink? I'm sure if you like press a button, it'll just like a little
an emergency. Okay, I would never like. Well, maybe
I was shocked too because he had a whip in his hand too. I was like, where did the whip come from?
He said it was completely separate, but
separate.
I got the impression.
Separate but equal.
I got the impression.
It was the short one, you know, they use for horses.
Oh, yeah, like the little.
Wait, there's a short riding crop. Whip?
In our video.
Never mind.
Garrett put in an extra spicy clip. All right. It was great. I was pissing myself. And I couldn't put it in, man. So maybe that's a director's cut for the members. And it was just a South Park clip, you know. Yeah. It was Jeopardy.
I would like to solve the puzzle.
I picked the much safer one of Starving Marvin and the Cripple Fight. So that's me. Garrett did something a little more hardcore that was funnier, but
he's allowed though.
You know, I used all the powder.
Pass.
I used all the powder in that.
you did. It was brilliant job, dude. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love you, man. Hey, it's Forbidden Frontier. We're gonna talk about plasma balls and plasmoids and Skinwalker Ranch and Randall Carlson. How old was that interview? Like a month, right?
3 months, two months,
a couple months ago. He discussed behind the scenes at Joe Rogan of the unaired podcast that probably won't be aired and probably shouldn't be. To be honest with you, I'm like okay,
I'm so
never
curious.
Seeing it.
It depends, actually. I don't know. I want to see it. Though now
he dropped a little bit of the knowledge in this interview, but
he did.
Yeah,
he did. But what's important? I mean, and we'll get into it. We'll get into probably what led to. I don't think there's a schism between Graham and Randall anymore. I could be wrong, but
I think when all that was kind of going down, we went to Cosmic Summit, and then we went to Contact in the Desert, and they had them separately. But they weren't bad mouthing each other. I think even Randall on stage was talking about Graham positively that weekend.
Graham was talking about him positively too.
Yeah, that was right after this happened. This whole Joe Rogan thing happened. So
yeah,
I don't think they should be respectful to each other. Otherwise,
I would imagine so.
Exactly. What matters here? The truth. Okay, we're all trying to get to the truth. Nobody. We say it in our sphere too. We don't have to love each other. We don't have to love each other, but stay on target. All right. Keep your eye on the prize.
Sorry, chat. Someone's like, wait a minute. So Randall's not the guest tonight? Unfortunately, no.
No.
It says Randall Carlson on plasmoids and his face. You know.
Usually say with Randall Carlson.
It would say with Randall.
Yeah, there's no with. All right. There's no with.
Yeah. So going forward, if there's a guest, it will at the end of the title say with that guest.
Yeah. It'll be on the thumbnail too. I've started doing that with when we have guests, like put them prominent on the thumbnail so you know like that is the guest. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Everything in that is our subject, whatever topic.
We're trying to get him on, and we're going to be at Cosmic Summit with Randall and Robert Schock and Malcolm Bendel will be there.
It's going to be a good Malcolm Bendel.
George Howard, you know, puts the show on. I can't wait because last year was great. Luke Caverns will be there. It'll be Ben from Uncharted X. It'll be a good time. It'll be a hoot.
If anyone is planning on going, they haven't bought their tickets yet, there is a link, our affiliate link, in the description, and you can buy your tickets there. Or if you're not able to travel, there is a virtual pass where you can get access to all of it.
All of it.
Online.
Online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To watch at your convenience.
Mm-hmm.
In the comfort of your own home or home theater or phone in your bathroom.
You can wear anything you want.
Wherever you want. Mm-hmm. No judging here. What's up, Garrett?
Hey. It was interesting. It was interesting, the interview with Randall. He kind of goes into the plasmoids, the theory around it and stuff like that. And I was I'm still a little skeptical. But before I was like, whatever, this sounds like a bunch of hooey, a bunch of crap. I'm not a scientist, but he was explaining it. And I do have a clip. It kind of sounds like it makes sense. The way he explains it, the lightning machine just miniaturized, like, makes sense. Kind of wild.
Yeah.
Kind of wild.
Well, there's been a lot of things created, including engines that run on water.
Right.
That have just disappeared and could have easily been, I saw it working. Everybody saw it working. It was on the news. Yeah. This was like 20 years ago. And it disappears. Yep. So it's no secret that corporations stop stuff to keep the you know, the petrodollar alive. They crush, they buy patents, they buy people out. That is certainly something that's happened throughout history. They take people out. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that there's multiple things that can run just fine. We don't need fuel, but the petrodollar is being kept around. I don't think, as somebody who worked for Tesla, I don't think electricity is the way. I think it's a stopgap that could certainly work, and if it makes you feel better, but like
vibration,
it still costs a lot.
It still takes fossil fuels to get that electricity going. So unless we get the nuke stuff back up and running, but it's a stopgap. So there needs to be something else, and we'll see if the companies, the corporations, let it happen.
I'd love to see it.
I would too. What's up, Adam?
Oh man, I thoroughly enjoy this stuff too. I've watched a surprising amount of videos on these technologies that have been invented over the past 100 years that are altering the engines, the combustion engine that basically everything runs on combustion right now, like you were saying. You know, even the ones that tweak like the carburetor to like maybe change the way the fuel's injected into it, makes it 200 miles a gallon so cars can drive. Like, they could do that. They've done that decades ago, and they buried all this knowledge. It's all about control of the energy sector. So when I see something like this, and this guy Malcolm is being paraded around as some sort of fraud, scam, this and that, I see all of these other inventors from all these different documentaries that I've been watching that they were slandered when they didn't just instantly sell for millions of dollars because they wanted the technology to be out there, and then their lives were ruined, their experiments were destroyed, their labs were destroyed, they just basically just got bullied into doing nothing with these experiments, and then all of that technology gets buried under there's actually a law in America that the government can basically take any technology and classify it if they deem it, I forget the wording of this
probably
weird
hazardous
law.
Or if it can hurt the economy,
it can hurt the economy, or if can get us,
it's too
along those lines.
It, yeah,
but it's so silly. Like, if these solar panels are more than 20% efficient, they can confiscate that technology and get rid. Like, why would that be a bad thing? They did that 30 years ago. They made this panel that was 25% efficient, and they freaking buried it. And it's like, why?
There so much advancement in the late 1800s and early 1900s? Well, there wasn't this thing called
income tax. And why did it stop?
Government interference in everything. Yeah. And
patent laws,
corporate
interference as well.
Corporate interference, right. So regulation came in and mm-hmm. it just stomped out everything. And yes, there's got to be a balance with stuff, you know. Yeah. But
And the reason why I think I'm onto something here is because something that Randall said in this interview, you know, near the end, he says the goal right now is to get it out there. We're not trying to patent. We're trying to open source it to give it to everybody. And I think that is the way. Y-Files did a video about some of these more recent, well, more specifically based on the gas engine. And he talked about the patent law being the problem and the fact that these guys thought that that's how you do it. You patent it and then it's yours and then you can make, you know, you sell it and make money off of it. But the real way to do it is just to give it to humanity. And that's what this guy's trying to do. And if they do that, like, dude, that's why they're trying to kill this guy. That's why they're trying to really make it seem like he's Looney Tunes. So now I'm really interested. The way that Randall was talking about it really seems legit.
Sorry. I just saw Hayden Christensen calling into fucking Trudeau on Twitter. It's like, fucking A.
Oh, yeah. That is so stupid. I hate it. It is one of the worst things.
Mm-hmm. It's like Mark Hamill and freaking Biden.
Oh well, mm-hmm. So much for Hayden Christensen being cool.
He's Canadian. He was already. No offense.
No,
that's all right. I was using, done. No offense. Well, we'll talk more
about that later. But like, we're at the point where we're using a very dead Star Wars as a political platform to help elections. Is so pathetic and fucking boomer. It's
so fake, though. It's so fake. Like, watching them hang out together, or like Mark Hamill with the,
it's just dried up bones of Star Wars being like,
they're just not
paid a lot by whatever liberal party is in your country or your tax money. Sorry, X-ray.
I know. That's the thing that hurts the most. It's his own PR, and he's using the tax money.
I'm glad our tax money's going to fucking washed up Star Wars actors instead of, I don't know.
Food for people,
food or housing, new ways healthcare? Of power and engine or whatever.
That would be great. Yeah,
the roads.
There's a lot.
Sorry, fuck.
Yeah,
I was very upset when I saw that.
I'd have the same reaction. I did, in fact. So glad I didn't have to see it. I'm sure I'll see it eventually. It'll be with the timeline tomorrow.
This is gonna be. It's good. The cringe has just begun, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the adult pretenders. It will be entertaining. Cringe, I feel like if your body can handle it. If your body can handle it. Okay. X-ray girl.
Hi. That's it.
Hello.
Hello. I had a good week this week. I will say that this interview was very enlightening. I really like the format Sean does for his shows, and gonna watch more, of course, but I like that we got a little bit of the, I guess, the tea as to why the episode never released. And it when I heard about it, I thought it was because of patents or whatever on the people who were being interviewed, but to hear it was actually Rogan who didn't want it, that was like, okay.
But he was looking out for
Randall
himself and Randall.
Yes.
Like, and I'm sure Joe has sat on shows before and chat on shows, but I'm sure there's some that were just clusterfucks that, you know, he didn't put out, and that's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. I think whatever happened between him and Graham, I don't think Graham wanted to be attached to this. And I think Randall alluded to it by saying, hey, I didn't want to get into the ancient technology part of it, because Graham's old. So I get it. Randall, like, just out of the seat of his pants, off the cuff, however you want to put it, he just freaking talks.
Yeah.
Graham, because he has been so attacked, has to curate his narrative, it. So it's a very slow rollout, you know, like Dave Politis. He didn't say with missing 411 any of his theories at first. And that was smart. Let's just ask questions. And that's what Graham was doing for many years. Let's just ask questions. I may have some thoughts and theories, But before I go into the arena and fight these, I need to know everything about them. I need to know they're legit. And, you know, I'm always skating on thin ice anyway. So I get it. I totally get why Graham's like, you know what? I've only got so much time on this earth and I don't want to go round and round on something I'm not too sure about. Right. I get it. That's fine.
So it was Graham, Randall, and this other guy, Malcolm.
So
it was all three of them before, on that interview.
Before the plasmoid. So the plasmoids got brought up in the November 2022 interview.
Yes, with Graham.
When Graham specifically asked Randall right. not to bring them up, but then Joe Rogan brought them up and Randall's kind of like
subject.
We'll get it next time. He kept on trying to push
it
off.
I have the clip
and,
if you want to pull that up. Do we want to listen to him? Do we need to like click it and stop it? Might need
probably
to.
Probably need to clip that? I mean, like, I don't know how that guy is with reacting to his, I mean.
I mean, we can give him credit at least and then.
Of course.
Let's still do it. So this is Sean Ryan show. This is Randall Carlson on the Sean Ryan show. Great interviewer.
Watch the entire show. It's
really
actually
3 hours.
Great interview.
Sean's a very good interviewer. Like
he's got such a silky voice too. I was like, damn.
No, right? All right.
So, well done. Well done. Should have caught it sooner. But like they explain a little bit of this and like you get, I mean, he doesn't really go on what Graham thought, but this is my speculation that Graham just didn't want to deal with the shit right now. And
he had a show coming out, like all that.
Show coming out. Let's just focus on this. And I get it. And it was Joe Rogan who pushed Randall into like breaking it out. And then like Graham, I think actually gives him, says, go ahead at one point. And cause what That's are you going to do? Right. You know, but like, it shouldn't be a problem because nobody's saying this is fact. They're just going, this is a possibility.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I have two bits. We have the actual plasmoid technology where he explains that and then leading into the Joe Rogan. We're kind of doing it backwards just so
sure.
for context.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. So here's,
and again,
here's him talking about it.
Please go to this
yes.
Sean's channel and subscribe and check out this video, please.
Now, I'm going to skip some of the details, but fast forward to last summer. Now, okay, so Joe asked me to come back on.
This is
to talk about
when he comes back. This is the episode that got pulled.
The technology. Okay. So we agreed that I would come back in February. And then, so I went back on Joe's show, but Malcolm the Inventor was here in America and he came up to Atlanta to tutor me in the technology. So we put together a big slideshow, over 200 slides, which I have here.
I want to see those.
He gave a series of lectures. As he then went through the slides, he gave lectures on that. And so then I had this invitation to go back on Joe's to talk about.
Okay. For two reasons. I just want to like split it up a little bit, but also say you guys are going to see him speak. So you're probably going to watch that in those slides and his lectures.
Hopefully.
That,
yeah.
Well,
you will
too. Randall says later on. Right. Well, you know, if I get to, I get the code. Right. I get to watch it. I'm going to watch it with you. That's pretty awesome. I'm still waiting for last year's Cosmic Summit stuff. Gary, you're supposed to give them to me.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you've been promising me that stuff for like 8 months. Dang it.
Okay. Here, I just, in my defense, this is what happens is I get the technology, right? So I have my burner for you.
Okay.
I haven't set anything up. So like, remember when I got Meta PC? Remember when I got Meta PC and it took me 6 months? I got to go through this whole process. And the way my drug addled brain works is, well, I'll get to it after I'm done with the video. And I'm always doing a video. I'm always working on a video.
That's
so I just
card review, right?
Adam, I apologize. And
no, really, it's fine. I'm just giving you shit.
I feel sorry for my wife because
just
when I visit, I'll be sure he does that for you.
She's absolutely lovely and doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't. She understands, though. She was there when I was burning my brain. She was there for some of it. So. No,
she gets it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
To technology. Well, here I had the inventor right here with me. So I contacted Joe and I said, I've got the inventor with me. You want to bring him on? He said, sure. So myself, him, George Howard, who I mentioned earlier, runs the Cosmic Tusk website and so on. He went with.
Hail, George.
A couple of other friends that went with. We drove down there, and I did went in there. And myself and Malcolm sat down, and Jamie had found this stuff from the 90s and the early 2000s online, where it goes back to this controversy where they were trying to get the license away from Malcolm.
Interesting.
So it was basically a series of hit pieces that I had already...
From 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
20 plus years right. ago.
Over like a Tasmanian oil thing.
I'd had this conversation with Roland Perry, and it's long. He called me. We had this long conversation. And he said, yeah, I spent 4 years investigating Malcolm. So all the stuff he's telling you is real. And I've seen the technology work. Okay. And I knew it was Roland Perry. I mean, he sent me links and, you know, I watched videos that he was on. So that boosted my confidence quite a bit that this was all real. But basically what happened was I had this slideshow we had put together. And this paperwork Jamie puts on. So Joe was looking at this stuff when we just walk in. Now, he knows nothing about any of this except what he's seeing is that, you know, trying to portray Malcolm as a religious nut and a bunch of other weird stuff that I had already seen.
I wonder how much of the show did they get to go through? Did they do the entire episode and then just pull it at that point? Or
Yeah, they did the whole
episode. This is all done.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it. It's on a hard drive somewhere, damn it.
He pulled them aside after dinner or during dinner after the interview to say, like, I think we shouldn't. We'll sit on it a while.
I got to put something in private chat. Hang on.
So oh,
I'll hit play.
Yeah.
You know, and I talked about it with Roland Perry, and he said, yeah, this was all part of this smear campaign, just like they've done with Graham Hancock, just like they've done with all these people. You know, you try to discredit them. But the key here is this. Even if all that was true, which it isn't, but even if it was, the technology works. His invention works, okay? So we went on the show, and Joe, you know, saw this stuff and thought, okay, who is this guy that Randall's brought in here? He's a grifter. So it got contentious, and if it ever airs, you'll see me constantly trying to steer the conversation. I've got the slideshow open there. I'm saying, come on, guys, let's look at the science here.
Yeah.
But they were going at each other. And when it was over, we go out, and Joe calls me aside and says, hey. And the thing is by the end of this, I'm thinking, you know, people are going to go, oh, gosh, Randall is, you know, promoting this grifter. He's promoting this con man. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, what, you know, I'm already thinking about the ramifications of this. And I'm going, man, this is going to throw serious upheaval in my life.
So I love that Randall's just talking about this, like, openly, right?
Yeah,
so,
he's got, like, no fear. He's just talking about what happened.
Like, the one thing is, like, Randall, like, this is his side gig, right? This is his side gig. Become his main gig now, probably, but he still has a business, and he's just a working dude, right? That's why I have tons of respect for this guy. So I have tons of respect for this guy. Just wanted to point that out.
Life. And then Joe calls me to the side as we're going out, and he says, hey, be okay with you if I sat on this for a while I figure out? And I said, it was like, yeah, sit on as long as you want. And so it never has aired, which is fine with me, because it got so off track. And I wanted to stick to the science. Now, I knew at the time, this is February, a year ago last month, I knew that there was a whole series of testing coming up the next summer, which was last.
Sounded like Joe got overly aggressive, maybe, even in his own eyes. And afterwards, he was like, maybe I'm going to look bad.
Maybe
if this airs,
maybe,
you know, like
I could see that
to both sides. Like you'd end up having Randall look like he's following a grifter, or Joe Rogan is too aggressive on this front. You know what I mean?
It could be
so like, it's like
too.
A lose-lose almost.
Because the inventor, what's his name, Michael, because it's his baby, right? You know, you get very protective over it. So
Malcolm, yeah. And people don't like him. There's a lot of people who don't like him.
So I'm sure he's ready to start fighting. Yeah. So if any pushback from Joe, because Joe does this all the time, he tries to ask questions to get you to explain. It may not be that he doesn't understand or that he's against whatever. He just wants you to say it. I've seen him do that a lot. So, like, even if he pushes back on some of this technology, that guy's ready for somebody to be trashing him, so he comes out swinging too. Who knows?
Who knows? And the thing that, I mean, Randall said this, he doesn't fully understand how the technology works. It just works.
Yeah.
So how do you explain how it works if you don't understand it?
I would like to see this stuff work. I want to see the slides. I want to see it in action. Yep. I want to see
I posted that
stuff for
so
real.
The second video, I posted two videos in the private chat.
I do got the first one.
Okay, well, the second one is from the girl that hosted, I think, maybe Cosmic Summit. Or no, or maybe the contact. I don't remember. But she's
Australian.
The Australian girl. Yeah. With what's her page? I don't remember.
Funny Old World?
Yes, that's it. Okay. So she made a video about this stuff 5 months ago, Lost Ancient Plasmoid Technology, the Thunderstorm Generator. And in this video, she actually makes it. Or she doesn't make it. She knows somebody. Oh, you brought it up. Okay. If you go towards the middle, she actually has all the slides that Randall actually starts talking about.
She's going to be at Cosmic Summit.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. So they talk about basically
she's the host of Cosmic.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is a great video. Actually, you should watch this because she breaks it down really well. But she also has the same thing because Randall starts talking about Mazda and then they connect basically a Mazda car to one of these things and they record the amount of the different levels of different things. And this is what Randall said. He witnessed himself. He saw a thunderstorm generator actually work. Which made me believe it more. If Randall said, I saw it, I was there, I watched this, I watched the levels change from, you know, so much CO2 and carbon monoxide to then zero out and then pump out pure oxygen. And that I was like, that's incredible. And that's what this video I heard about. And he actually reiterates that because I knew that India was interested in this technology, but he went in that it was actually the Indian military that they actually wanted it. And that makes so much sense. Because, like, think about our military. They're all using nuclear reactors on the ships, on the subs, because it's the best way to make power.
Oh, yeah. And they're actually pretty safe.
Right, exactly.
Talk to our boy Ryan about it.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually pretty safe.
And then, like, if this can do what it does, then this is incredibly efficient. Taking any engine that it already is in existence and just adding one of these. This is why I think
this is a closed
slandered
loop
so much.
Crazy. So air intake, right?
Yes.
Then it gets mixed with the exhaust from this, the exhaust from the plasmoids that are already getting expanded, mixed again, turned back in into the actual motor, back in, exhausted out, and then back into the closed loop.
You know, Randall
back
in
says plasmoid.
Randall says something very important in the beginning of this interview. He breaks down what plasmoids are. All right. And I think that's pretty important just to get a gist of it. He's like, it's pretty simple. He says it's the fourth state of being, right? You have liquid, gas, solid, and then plasmoids. And plasmoids was when there's no interaction. Because even like gas, there's bonding that are happening between molecules. So plasma is when that can't happen. Everything is broken down. So essentially what this is doing is it's breaking down everything and using the power that happens between that. Again, I'm not an expert, but like that's essentially kind of what
air bubbles, like turning them into toruses and like smushing them. Yeah, this.
Yeah, right.
And it makes plasma from the friction.
I remember I tried to explain this like 5 months ago. It was after that I watched that video.
I have
and I did
Randall
so like
it hurts the brain. But I do have Randall explaining it, which when I heard him explain it, I was like, you know what?
It feels like it makes more sense.
I feel like that might make some sense.
Yeah.
Get this here.
You know, we witness plasma all the time. Every time you see lightning, lightning is plasma. Right. The aurora borealis is plasma.
It's hot air in our atmosphere meeting, and creating that static charge, and boom, plasma.
He had an expert.
That's basically what this is.
That was totally blown away. Kept trying to take measurements to disprove it and kept getting readings that he couldn't explain. And I don't remember what this guy was an expert in, but he was brought in specifically to like test it. And Randall was saying like the guy was blown away. He couldn't explain why he was reading the temperatures the way that like this shouldn't do what it's doing, but it's doing it. And I think that's because we don't explore these technologies because it's shut out. I'm guaranteed the government's sitting on some patents for this kind of shit already.
I think many
times over.
It's 100% a phenomenon that really happens. So to be able to harness that, like, it's not like you just make it up. Oh, angel dust makes cars fly. Like he's saying, like, plasma that is produced in our atmosphere that we all see when a thunderstorm happens. There's a way to harness that. How do we do that? And maybe this guy broke through. Sorry, Gary, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I wouldn't put it beyond the realm of possibility that the government has already figured this out.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Sit on it for, I mean, they sit on a lot of technology, of technology. And again, some power for a dollar for other things too. Like it could be incredibly dangerous. And if it's, if it gets in the hands of our enemies or which there are a lot of, it could be very bad.
Yeah. I do have him explaining plasmoids.
Ooh.
Oh, perfect.
The sun is plasma, right? Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, is plasma. It's the fourth state of matter. It's what happens when the electrons and the neutrons become completely disassociated. Solid, liquid, gas, degrees of freedom between electrons and neutrons, right? Even in a gas, there's still bonds. But when you get to plasma, they completely break free. So now you have electrons, neutrons become ions, and because they're electrically charged, they can be influenced by magnetic fields.
That's the important part right there. I missed that. That right there is the key. Because they can be manipulated by electrical fields, that's where that torus bubbles comes in, and the design and shape of the thunderstorm generator is built to have a magnetic field that manipulates the plasmoids. Yeah, very cool.
To self-organize under the right conditions. If you apply the right frequency, it's like they spontaneously organize into toroidal forms.
Yeah,
and then what happens is that, you know, if you look at a torus in cross section, it looks like an infinity sign. But picture kind of a donut. Here's what you do. Visualize a sphere with a north pole and a south pole. And now let's say you collapse that sphere so that the north pole and the south pole meet at the equator. So now you've got this like indentation in the north and the south. Well,
like
what happens?
Cones.
Yeah, like cones. They're like cones, right? Well, what happens? And I'm rudimentary in understanding this, right? But
Randall is. Randall's rudimentary in understanding this. So bear with us, please.
Anyway. Yeah, a guy who can figure out like it's probably not even a hard problem. Pi in his head. You know, and equate things to the golden ratio in his head. Dude, he was figuring out it was meters per square inch of the floodwaters on Rogan. He's like, well, if it's 1,000 feet high, he gave out some number. I'm like, dude.
You just did that
in
on
this,
the fly.
In this interview, he was talking about something. I forgot exactly what it
the
was.
Mile.
The mile. When he was explaining it that, was and mile. He was like, I'm sorry, if I had more than 4 hours, I'd be more on the ball. And I'm like, dude, you're on the ball, dude. You're on the ball.
Was that like, was a cool, pretty slow. Cool conversation, though, too, because he said, we don't know where that number came from.
And I instantly like, huh, thought, like, yeah, I thought we did. Yeah, that's definitely something. Oh, it's the Romans that came up with that. But where did they get it from? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, well, we felt like with the whole meter thing
right.
that we went over, turns out that it was rediscovered, not discovered. So and that's what a lot of this is. A lot of things are rediscovered.
Come on. You can do it.
Come on.
Oh, you got Canadian internet, eh?
You got a little bit of that Canadian internet.
Happens is that you get this electron or ion or both stream that starts cycling down.
So each one of these bubbles.
That, what do you want to call it? What did you just call it?
Cone.
A what?
Cone.
Cone.
Like a funnel.
Starts slightly, yeah, perfect. Starts spiraling down that funnel. And as it's spiraling down, it's increasing and increasing in rotational velocity. Now, in the northern hemisphere, say, it's going clockwise. And in the southern, it's going counterclockwise.
Like toilets.
And they meet at the equatorial plane. And that's where something really interesting happens that I don't understand. But you've got this accelerating rotation. Faster and faster, coming down literally to the microscopic level. And then those two whirling vortices meet each other. Mm. Something happens there that's almost supernatural. And I can't claim to know what it is. But that's
only
the basis
we don't understand
it. Of the plasma technology.
Well, it's quantum. That's what they say in Star Trek. It's quantum.
Yeah, that right there is just kind of like, well, I want to know more. What do you mean? It's supernatural. So
it's two different things meeting in the middle, right? And he goes on to explain the different, like the cold air and the hot mixing.
Yeah, two different fronts
in that vacuum and making that cone shape that he was talking about.
This one here.
Yeah, exactly. Like a thunderstorm.
And I don't know if we get to that part, but when he talks about the gases and the measurement of gases and the change of it, it makes no sense to me.
And the chambers that they use to separate them and send them in different directions, it's very like it's like a carburetor kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if you guys watched Joe Rogan did an interview with Christopher Dunn.
I did watch it.
And he goes into awesome interview. And this guy, they were talking about how his theory of the pyramids being used with chemicals that were naturally split
apart.
He
called it a harvester.
A harvester?
He called it a harvester of electron harvester. So basically it's a generator.
Generator of sorts.
So like this is the guy who wrote the Giza power plant book and they followed it up and he said he thinks it was a generator of some kind.
It was making a lot of sense, but the reason I bring
it
up
tip
generating. The reason I bring it up is because this idea of manipulating things by using the natural forces of the planet, it's more proof to me that this ancient technology used stuff like this. That's where they went to get power. Go ahead, Patrick, what do you got?
So there are a lot of numbers that come up in just, the history of measurements and whatnot, golden ratio. The one thing that really stuck out to me was there's a degree in the sphere to the cylinder that makes this occur, which
432.
I wrote 51.84 degrees.
That is also the same angle as the pyramid.
Khufu's pyramid slope to base, which it's like, was there a reason for this? Is this coincidence?
Exactly.
Is it
it's
not?
All coincidence. Just a coincidence.
No. Well, and I don't know if you watched Randall's sacred number video. It's long and heady.
Really long.
but But if you
Chad
watch
talks
it,
about it a little bit in this,
Chad
and he was like,
"The sacred number is 420." By the way,
there's a lot of sacred things that happen with that. I think
right. He brings up. There's a lot of numbers that Randall. It's one of his expertise is understanding the ratios of the Great Pyramids, and he breaks down a little bit on this interview, and he talks about the ratio that you have to actually use in these machines, the plasmoid generators. Is the exact same ratio that he gets from multiple different equations that he gets from these Great Pyramids, from these other things. Yeah. And that's actually the reason why Malcolm went to Randall, was like, all right, it's weird because your sacred geometry video, all the numbers that you are saying are the ones that I'm getting that make my experiments work, is the exact same numbers. And Randall's like, wow, that's interesting. Okay. It's like, very cool.
And
just continuing
that,
yeah,
creates, well, in the machines that are being developed, they work by generating microscopic cavitation bubbles. And then those cavitation bubbles are subject to very rapid vacuum and pressure, because if they're fed into, like, say, a generator or a combustion fossil fuel based any engine of any kind, where you've got pistons moving up and down, the movement down will create a compression phase, and then the moving up will create a vacuum phase. And what will happen is the microscopic bubbles, the cavitation bubbles, collapse on their axes. They form these perfect toruses that now initiate this self-organization process of the plasmoids.
So they produce the bubbles, or the the bubbles are just something?
I sprained something in my brain.
So what happens?
So the bubbles
is,
already exist,
like,
inside the vacuum.
It's like this, and then it creates this.
So the bubble
this,
is
and
already
then, and
in
then
the
this,
vacuum.
And then it does this.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks for breaking that down, X-Ray girl. I really
appreciate
it.
So the north and south causes the torus, which is that, which how? I don't know. Whatever happens inside the machine.
So in the vacuum, there's bubbles. Then the rapid compression, decompression makes them, the two,
shape,
north and south, connect.
Torus shape.
And then make a torus, which the torus then generates by the two separate hot and cold, spin them together, and that makes the plasmoid.
And then the plasmoid, apparently according to this, is the purple thing. So,
and then you get the purple thing, and then you take the purple thing and put it in the engine, and the engine turns, expends that energy, exhausts that energy back into the system, and then also out of the system.
Somehow.
Through that
I don't
spherical,
fully understand it, but
the spherical chamber. He talks about it. Hold on.
You got to watch that video. Funny Old World did.
From that,
let me jump back.
They can now be harvested from that that machine that's creating these bubbles, and then they're fed into a series of tubes and cylinders and spheres that are carefully machined to very specific and precise ratios.
That is on that diagram that X-Ray had, the spherical chamber that had a sphere inside of it, had the hot on the outside and the cool on the inside, or vice versa. That was on that sheet.
And it's, for example, one end, you've got a sphere with an opening in it, and the plasmas are fed into that under high pressure, and in that sphere, they start whirling. And there's a thing that's, and I'm still trying to understand how it works, the Hilch vortex tube, which can actually create two vortices, one whirling one way, and then another one inside it whirling the other way.
On the diagram.
And it can actually separate. You can feed in air at room temperature, and it separates that into a hot and cold end. And that,
here we go.
That differential.
Is that tube? X-Ray, could you bring that other diagram back up just for visual?
I sent you a bigger picture of it.
Oh, sweet. That
same,
where is it?
Same one. It's in research. I sent two different versions of it. Yeah, here. This is one of them.
That's the chamber he's talking about.
Right.
Can be up to a couple of hundred degrees difference. Again, we can pull up and I can provide you with the graphics and stuff to help understand this. The thunderstorm generator, so-called, works on the same principle. Except what it does is it has a cylinder that's within a cylinder within a cylinder. A sphere within a sphere within a sphere. Now, here's where it gets interesting is because, okay, you feed the plasmas in, they start this whirling. Mm-hmm. And one vortex whirls down one direction. The other is fed in, it whirls in the other direction. And then they're both fed back to where they meet. So you've got this cold and this hot front meeting. That's why it's called a thunderstorm, because it's operating on the same principle as like a cold front. And then, like cold, what happens? A cold front meets a hot front or a warm front, and it begins discharging lightning. It starts discharging plasmas.
Yeah.
The principle
was happening over your house last night.
It was so loud. Dude, there was even a moment. So there's a massive thunderstorm over North Texas. It was huge, going on for a while, and then it got quiet for like a couple hours, and my wife and I were sitting on the couch watching TV, and then out of nowhere, one massive lightning strike, and it was like
massive plasmoid.
It was just bam out of nowhere, and then it was silent again for hours. It was so crazy. Like that charge is built up in the atmosphere, ready to just crack. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like understanding it. I don't know if it's like a real thing, like if you can really harness it, but like the principles make sense.
Basically,
right? They make sense.
Exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that those exist, that we see lightning. Yes. So if we can replicate that, and like it makes sense, right? Because there's hydrocarbons, there's carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. And what it's doing is turning into plasma, which is basically ripping it all apart. And then he said something happens, and then it comes out, and oxygen's coming out. But the process is producing energy. So this is clean energy. This is what we would want. This is like the answer, right? Where you at, Greta? Right? This is where. I mean,
how dare you?
We need to see it come to fruition. I'd love to see the actual technology.
But it makes sense.
So they can run a green war.
Why do you think they hate this guy? Why do you think they want to discredit him and make it seem like he's some loony that Randall's terrible for putting out there?
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't know. Talk about it. I think it's more the guy, and I haven't done a ton of research on him. I plan to, because he's going to be at Cosmic Summit. So.
Huge. So cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's awesome.
But, got to do the due diligence. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, what the hell? What's the problem with talking about it? I don't see the problem there. You are free to come to your own conclusions, chat, which you have been.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, not that we'll ever stop you, because we can't, and we'll dream of it. But
we're all trying to figure this out together. Yeah. Just like it feels like it is plausible. Is it a reality that somebody has actually figured out how to harness that phenomenon that's happening in our skies when lightning strikes? I don't know, but the principles sound like they make sense to me.
Well, why hasn't anyone figured it out by now? I mean, it's crazier to me to think that no one's done it. Or tried to do it, because we don't have. I've never heard of anything like that, harnessing or creating plasma, which is what lightning is.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't want to broadly generalize too much, but I will. I wonder if we all just assume that hey, everything's being covered, right? We're mankind.
A little bit of that. Yeah,
we're a curious bunch. We're out there. There's some guy in his garage trying to figure out, at the very least. And sometimes it's like, this is the first time it's been brought up. It's like, really? Yep. Seriously? And
well, we've definitely invented plasma before. We've done that, just not in this specific
scenario.
Fashion. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're making these
or this purpose
bubbles to then interact with the hot and cold air at the same time in a way that you can use as a engine.
Guys,
like it's supplying
money is going to fucking windmills.
Fucking
well,
windmills.
the first time I understood it is that it's not an engine in itself. It's something that assists an engine, right? But what you said earlier, it's feeds into itself. And actually, Randall talks about it. He said you can't just start it. You need something else to produce energy to get it going. But once it gets going, then it runs. And it doesn't have to...
It's that cycle because it's feeding off of the mm-hmm. exhaust, which is more heat. But obviously, when you start it, it's going to be cold. So you have to get something to start up that heat on that end. So you can mix it with the cold air and those plasma bubbles that the air intake creates.
It's wild.
He keeps going a little mm-hmm. bit.
Right. So this thunderstorm generator can now be hooked up to any kind of internal combustion engine, to a generator.
Perfect.
Anything with exhaust.
And something really bizarre happens. And I was reluctant to talk about it. You know, I went on Rogan's show with Graham Hancock a year ago last November. And I had already been in contact with Malcolm, one of the preeminent inventors and developers of technological applications of plasmas.
So this is kind of the explanation of the Joe Rogan stuff. We kind of watched it out of order, but
goes right into this, which we talked about already.
Which we talked about.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that was my favorite part of the interview. The rest of it's really great. He goes on stories and talks about the barn, him raising that barn out of telephone poles and stuff.
Telephone poles.
Talking about water dowsing with the dowsing rods and stuff. It was fun. It's a good interview.
Yeah. The one more thing I wanted to kind of point out, because I know that we kind of talked about clean energy, this being a clean energy possibility. So measured the gases that are in the vacuum before it started and while it was running. So you got your carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, and oxygen. And these are percentages over here. So you start off with 9.something, 6.3, 1.2. So somehow we have a reduction of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and a significant increase of oxygen. The thing that they don't understand is what happens to the carbon. We've seen science say that there always is a change, but not a disappearance. That never really happens. So he's like, is it transmutation? Is there something happening? Does the atoms change? They don't know. So another thing that is super confusing on that end.
Is
but
it,
is
it getting converted to oxygen?
That doesn't typically happen in nature, though, that we've observed.
Yeah.
There's got to be a buildup somewhere. I think that there's in that video that I keep bringing up that. And let me actually, I'm going to pull it back up and actually go to, I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
She's seen scraping something off, or maybe it's not her, it's the people she's with. I'm just going to find it real quick.
Yeah. Also, the guy breathed the tube, just breathed in that oxygen.
It's coming from the,
from the pipe.
What?
Really?
Yeah. In the interview, he said that Randall saw him.
I do have this Malcolm video that you put in, Adam.
All right, see if you guys can. All right, you see this? Is it smooth?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Sound though.
So, there's no sound.
No sound.
No sound.
I mean, does it matter?
All right. Well, this is inside Okay, she's explaining this is the Thunder Sword generator, and she was, this is like inside of it, and then let me, this is inside a time the, like, 400 lens. Yeah. This is inside of the stainless steel with a 400 times lens. You can see the crystals forming. So I'm just repeating what she's talking about. All right, so there's crystal deposits inside.
You can see them, like, reflecting.
Yeah. Right, so it must be some sort of a buildup. This is inside the thunderstorm generator. And then let's skip forward. Like, there you go. Thousands of crystals. Or pockmarks. This is stainless steel. And she's saying this is where those implosions.
They're making those little bubbles.
In those. That he was. Yeah. So I just thought that was really interesting. So that could be an explanation as to where the carbon goes. I don't know. You know.
What was this video here?
It's weird. You know, who knows where it's coming from.
This one. Is this an actual, like, in, like, connected to a real motor?
Oh, you guys saw my full widescreen. Yeah. Cool.
No worries. We got the gist.
I got an extra wide. All right. I like an extra wide.
Oh, but it looks like chat thinks that the technology could exist. Yeah.
Hey, Jesus.
Hey, coming down, give us some plasma.
I just wanted to see that engine, because that looks like the same one that she did. So I think he talks about actually what the parts are.
And it goes into.
So these are the different chambers. This is coming up soon.
Hey, that's Cosmic Summit.
Yeah. I haven't watched this one. I
want to watch it.
Through it,
it's like
through
20
it
minutes.
Research.
Is he possibly trying to recreate it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what this one is, so.
Check it out in between.
I mean, the slides that Malcolm Bendel has shows the gist of the technology. So if you wanted to, you could make this.
Give it an attempt.
It's supposed to be open source. That was this whole thing. Yeah. There was an NDA before for the November
Mazda
2022 that Randall's like, I blabbed and I wasn't supposed to. Mm-hmm. And I broke an NDA, but it turned out to be fine. But like, yeah.
Because
like,
their stock went up a few days later. Yeah. They were like, oh, all right. Oh, okay, fine.
I guess it worked.
Yeah, lawyers called him, which is hilarious. But Malcolm got outed and then, you know. And all this shit storms.
Yeah, Randall said it like he's like, oh yeah, and then I outed him, but then moving on. It was like, wait a minute, you just nonchalantly.
The stock went up a
that.
Few days later, so it's fine. It's fine.
There's a reason.
Dude,
it's fine.
I remember that when he was on with Graham, he was very particular about not like outing him. So there was a mentality to keep his shit hidden, and then I don't know what changed.
Dude. This is where I can identify with Randall. I'll sign NDAs all day long. People tell me it's in the vault, man. It's in the vault. And there's certain things, of course. But if it's like entertainment stuff, it's going to come out, man. I'm going to.
By accident.
Yeah.
Tiny hands.
Maybe on this show.
Oops, tiny hands.
Maybe on this show.
Or tiny arms. I don't
know.
Yeah,
tiny arms.
In the heat of the moment, you're like stream of consciousness. Blabbing on a stream. Oops. And you just drop something you probably shouldn't have. Whoops, sorry.
But I can understand it if he's like around friends, and I mean Joe Rogan seems pretty like chill. Yeah. You just forget where you are, I suppose.
Well, yeah, and you're baking all day. You're wake and bake. Right?
I don't know if he partakes
just the energy of that room alone.
Joe Rogan partakes
golden number,
in the
420
in the golden number of 420. Very much so.
Oh, Joe Rogan does for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And the booze. And good for him. That's fine. That's fine.
He's functional.
Yeah.
He's functional. He can take a month off. So if he could, like, if he truly does that dry November, what does he do? Dry something.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's pretty good. But yeah, I'm not going to get into
dry
addiction
January?
Right now. I'm not going to get into addiction.
Let's talk
maybe
about
he doesn't do it every day.
1.6 gigahertz.
1.6 gigahertz in the Mesa. Okay.
Shoot lasers through the mesa, man.
Too long ago, and I hadn't had a chance to rewatch it today. Usually I watch them twice because my memory's shot. But that was a good episode, dude. That was a good episode.
It was better.
Well, every question some had, come on, Adam.
Stuff through
every
the
had you like, I wish they would have answered this. They answered it. They just saved it for the next show, right? Which, okay, fine. But like the cow, they talked about in the next show. The UAPs, they talked about in the next show, and they broke them down. And like, there was the dead birds.
That one was freaky to me. Yeah.
I think
dead animals are creepy.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
It was better.
They're
all good, though. I'm saying it's better than good, but it's not bad. What do you mean?
This was the best episode they've had in a couple seasons for me.
I'll give you that. Where they
gave you the most information.
Well, and some things that couldn't be explained, which was really cool. But, you know, we'll get into, though. So let's talk about the cow first, right? Yes. So we knew that a cow died, right?
A cow died.
And yes.
We talked about this last week, and we were like, yeah, you know, but there wasn't anything, you know, weird about it. Well, they went back to that cow. All right. They actually brought a veterinarian, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in Utah. So he was like, he knew about the animals in that state really well. Right. And they brought him on. They brought him to this, it was bones at this point. Right. And he gets down and he's like, I'm just going to take this rib off. And he breaks his freaking rib and he's looking at it and he's like, oh, this is sheared off. Mm. This isn't like you could see the bite marks of like regular animals, but then he's saying like something sheared it off, like a big teeth ripped this thing. He's like, I don't know what this mark this is. It wasn't a tooth, right? He was saying it, or if it was, it was too big to be.
Yeah, it was too big.
Teeth of anything in that area.
It was a rib bump, and there's a big freaking hole in it.
It was a hole in it, right? Right.
And they're like, there is no animal with fangs this big and this strong to do this.
None.
I can't play it. It's from the actual.
Yeah. No, oh, but that's great spot though, right there.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. What does this make you think of though?
It's like this tooth is too big.
The first time we talked about Skinwalker.
I love you.
El Chupacabra.
Oh,
thank you. I know my wife walked in with her mask on.
What?
What?
She's
like a moisturizing.
Facial mask.
Oh, facial mask.
Why is she walking around the house with the mask on?
She walked in with blackface.
Blackface right now.
Excellent.
Exactly.
You're like,
brought me my coffee.
I'm sorry.
She brought me my coffee.
All right. So I see this hole, and the first thing I think of is the first episode we did talking about Skinwalker. And this was when we were doing all like the ancient, or not the ancient, but like the past couple decades before these guys even took over, and all the stories of the direwolves.
The direwolves.
Right? The big wolves that went to like go attack, they attacked that, the calf. And then ran off. The guy shot it a bunch of times. Mm. It disappeared after the river.
A big chunk of flesh came off it, and it smelled like rotten.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's like, that was a massive dog, or a dire wolf.
Oh, do you think they kept that flesh and the government has it?
Area 51? Or
probably
where they moved.
It's probably in pretty bad shape at this point.
they kept a specimen of it.
I'm sure.
What about the hallucination of like smoking a dog with cigarettes? I mean,
throw it in a jar.
That was direwolf too.
The dog smoking cigarettes. Okay. Well, I already have a theory on that. Right. I think. I think there is a massive a portal magnetic anomaly that fucks with your brain, so you will perceive things differently.
Mm.
Right, and it could be like. Let's go really crazy. Maybe it you can view another time, right? It's not really there, but it's like a reflection,
like a
or something.
Portal.
A portal, something. Mm. Or it is something
like that Vatican glass mirror thing. The Vatican mirror.
Or
direwolf attacked that cow, it was definitely interacting.
It was definitely real. It was definitely real. So maybe it punches a hole in reality. Maybe time isn't linear. Maybe it's wibbly wobbly, like they say in old good Doctor Who. Maybe it's a perception thing. Like there were two beings standing there, and that guy's brain just perceived it as two dogs standing up smoking cigarettes. And it could have been something completely different, or something that like his like our brain could not even comprehend. So it did the best it could. It's just theory.
That's a good point.
Just theory.
Oh. Or maybe it melts your brain, right? I mean, look at what happened to that guy, bird.
What was his name with the thing in his head?
There was a thing.
He had his fluid. Get in between like
his scalp skin. Dislocated from his skull.
God, that would suck.
Yeah, it would. With no explanation either. Just happened.
And then the stomach was found just in a very weird spot, a couple feet away, which typically doesn't happen with, I guess, the animals in that area. So
right.
That's wild.
But that big tooth mark.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, wouldn't that be okay, it's pretty decayed, but like, wouldn't that be gone?
This is all of the grass and stuff aside, right? So the actual stomach is gone, but this is where the stomach was.
6 months later. This is six months later. There should be bones. For example, there's a deer that got hit by a car and is on the side of the road on my way to the gym, right? So I've been passing this damn thing. By the way, turkey vultures here. Fucking huge. They're dinosaurs.
Dude, yeah.
They're so cool. There was like 11 turkey vultures hanging out for about a week, picking this thing clean. And it's been about a month now. There's still little bits of flesh on it because I'm waiting because I kind of want to grab the skull. But there's like there's little bits of flesh on the skull and stuff, but there's like nothing left.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But these animals, like the cow and I guess including the bird, no other animals want to eat it, which is abnormal.
Yeah.
So what is causing them to be like have an aversion to them?
And it wasn't just this, right? It was the first cow in season one. There's multiple animals that have had this happen on this property.
Well, and then there's the mutilations from before. The bird. Yeah, the bird. Yeah. This one's weird. One straight up has its brain missing.
That is wild.
Its head and eyes are gone.
And it's still squishy. It's still squishy.
A week and a half later,
the bird is still. He was like, "This is weird. It's like not hard."
You're like, "Hey, I'm not a avian expert. I don't know how the decomposition goes down inside these birds. So I don't even know. This could all be big. This could be a bunch of hooey, you know. But that's kind of weird."
Doing out here.
I mean, I think we've all experienced dead animals, right?
Usually like little pieces of bacon after like a week.
Yeah, dude.
Well, if something ate its brain, it would have eaten more. Go ahead.
Yeah, why did it stop?
That they wanted to charge me too much money to incinerate. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna bury it myself, my little Zorro. But I had to wait a couple days. So we had him in the bag, put him in the garage. Fucker got hard as a rock, man. Like real quick.
Rigor mortis.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
He's still buried in my San Francisco house. Hopefully they don't dig too deep and find him.
When my cat gets a mouse, I've seen him eat mice. He eats the brain first. He bites their head and eats.
Maybe this is cat?
Maybe it's a cat.
And he doesn't like birds because the feathers. It's annoying.
But when a cat kills a bird, this makes the most sense everywhere. To me. It's feathers. True. They devour whole thing and it's nothing but feathers left.
Yeah. Yeah. But mine specifically doesn't. I've seen him kill birds and he doesn't like them because I think the feathers. He likes mice and he eats mice all the time. He constantly killing those things, which is great.
So maybe just
good cat. I see this.
A cat came around, crunched his head, was like, I'm going to leave the rest of this.
It's like, you know, I'm not into birds.
That's what I see.
You know?
But at that being said, all right, the guy made a point that this bird was still like it felt like it had recently died, not been dead 2 weeks sitting in the sun in Utah.
That's the other part is sitting in the sun. It was still radiation. Mushy. That's radiation, you know, low dose, but it's radiation. That should, you know.
And organs are like the first thing to.
Yeah, that should be
all those nutrients.
Or be eaten.
Or be eaten, bugs. Bugs would love that stuff.
Even bugs don't want it. That's pretty weird.
Exactly.
And it's not the only case. Weird. That other cow, like you mentioned earlier, Adam, from the earlier season, nobody wanted to fuck
maggots,
with it.
Nothing. No, it sat there for a long time. Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's weird. And then we had a couple of the UAP. They had a bunch of them. So they showed a couple last episode, and then they went, no. We had another camera, and it was on a different filter. Yeah. And all of a sudden, there's fucking shit everywhere. So that was gnarly.
Yeah, that was
like
cool.
Four separate orbs, right? We're flying around in the sky.
Five. There was another one off to the side. It was five.
The experiment where they tried
to use...
I think it was five. At 1.6 gigahertz.
The experiment where they tried to send the signal through the mesa, and they were saying that there is some sort of like portal or weak, because usually you shouldn't get from one side to the other. It should go through, but somehow it was.
Right. And then they started getting a signal from somewhere.
There was communication going on at 1.6 gigahertz.
Yeah.
And they were running their experiment. And it looked like, to Travis Taylor anyway, two people talking to each other. Like a communication signal.
He's sending this signal.
That was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. What
does that
mean?
How does that happen? Is there a portal? Is there a weakness? Is there like a hallway? I don't understand how the...
This is that triangle, that weird triangle that they were talking about in last season.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending a signal through the mesa from this point to that point. And they should be, they explained, they should be out of range for that signal to make it, let alone with a mesa in the way.
Right.
They are communicating in some way.
So my theory is there's some sort of amplification of signal through the mesa.
Not a portal?
I mean, portal is a bit of a stretch. I don't know.
Maybe there's an energy source that will occasionally open them up and amplify signals, broadcast signals. Maybe it's some wacky natural thing. Like, we don't know.
We don't know.
Or it's
This was a weird one.
This drone over
Zorbu.
Zorbu left the garage door open.
They take that.
That's Garrett's.
Yeah, that drone goes over. So silly though.
And it disconnects. And it did. Okay, yeah, I did have a point where the guy was like, "I've never seen my drone disconnect ever before." I was like, "Have you ever used a drone before?"
It's like, dude, I have a drone. This shit disconnects all the time. Like, come on,
what are you talking about,
dude? Yeah, but it was right over
this
one spot.
Maybe.
All right, I'll give you that. Sure.
Yeah.
We're just gonna have to take their word for it on certain electronic malfunctions. I mean, the phone freaking out on camera, that's legit. Like, that's weird. Now that guy had a cracked phone case and he could be just a real klutz with his phone. I'm one of those people, but my phone's never done that.
I gotta watch an ad to go to the next section.
Dang.
Yeah, because I have to watch it live and I record it live. Because it's not on Hulu the next day, which sucks. So,
yeah,
it's on Discovery. No, History Plus the next day.
That's where I'm watching it.
Yeah,
maybe.
You still got to watch it with ads. So.
It's coming.
I leave my phone, chat. I leave my phone in Ubers, like,
or too planes much. Too. Right?
Well, you have. Oh, yeah. Man, really? Wow.
Yeah, dude. And if you're a content creator, that's a little bit of a
horrible
heart attack.
Yeah.
Waiting to happen. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we've got...
The drone was lackluster. Yeah. That was like...
The drone stuff is like, whatever.
I'd rather watch the rockets.
Yeah.
Where's the rockets?
Give me some.
I'd rather watch some
shoot some damn rockets at the mesa. Instead of shoot the rockets from the mesa, shoot them at the mesa.
The mesa. Like, piss them off, dude. I want them to piss them off.
A micro nuke.
Yeah.
Or wow. Now we're talking.
Blow up the
right mesa. At the tip.
He's like, it's already kind of damaging. It might fall at any moment. I'm like, well,
just give it a little.
Let's get this going.
Throw some C4 in it. Well, just see what happens.
Have they ever LiDAR'd the mesa? Are you able to LiDAR the mesa?
That's a good question.
Found that cylindrical object.
That wasn't LiDAR.
No, it wasn't LiDAR.
It was ground penetrating LiDAR, I thought.
LiDAR, No, they ground penetrating radar. It wasn't
ground, okay. It's yeah, yeah.
Okay.
One's way more expensive.
You should. Right. They should just do that to the whole Mesa. I would like that.
Yes. Yes.
Season six.
Tell Brandon Frugal not to be Brandon Frugal. Pay for the LiDAR.
All right, here we go. Here are the UAPs.
No. I liked it. Butt. Okay, whatever.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. This is the other UAP.
Here are the other UAPs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have the sound off. See?
So it's a filter. It's like a negative.
That just looked like a bug. Name for it. That one looked like a bug to me. That looks like a bug. Doesn't that look like a bug? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Let me see. That's a pretty straight flying bug.
Pretty straight, I will say.
Uniform.
That.
Yeah.
E2. Bugs don't fly straight.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But then there's more.
That could be anything, though. You know?
It could be. It could
They were saying that it's common to see the white underneath and the black on top on these UAPs.
Yeah, especially when you invert the colors like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one's reflecting, right? So we're in some sort
there's
of
a second one.
That second I think one. Could have been like a bug.
That
right this
there.
One looks like a bug.
This one, you think is a bug?
The streaky
too?
One, I think it could be a bug.
Mm.
It's flying so fast, it's creating a.
But it depends. How close is it to the camera? See, that's where we
but it
don't
disappears
know.
Behind the Mesa, though.
It does
so
look
it
like it goes
if
behind.
If it's behind the Mesa, then it might.
Look, watch. It goes behind it.
You know what that looks Boom. Like? Okay, old
that's
time.
That's not a bug.
Or After Effects.
Art Bell fans
or
out there.
Or After Effects.
It's one of the two.
Dude,
it's a bug or an After Effects.
Dude, if we find out that it's After Effects,
old time Art Bell fans, you know. Rod, thank you, Duke Cronin. It looks like a rod.
Like and those
if you
little,
don't know what the rods
the little spinny,
are, you gotta look into it. Go listen to rods. The Art Bell episode on rods, R O D. Okay, looks like a rod,
Giggity.
Or a bug, or After Effects.
My boy, Dragon.
Dragon, Dragon always looks like
he got married. Congrats.
That's good for him, but he, like his resting face is always like. Something's going horribly wrong in his
Worried?
Life.
That's why
is
he's
that
so
the
great.
Same guy who had the weird skull?
No,
it's the other one.
That's the superintendent. No, he's guy. Like a, I think he's like a okay. musician or something, and a superintendent.
This is where they show.
Yep.
The other ones.
Yeah.
So there's something under too. If you see, whoop, right there.
Oh wait, don't play that long.
Through here.
These guys are a little happy
Intense.
With their
see it
with their
yeah that is
content.
Weird
like a second
two different
object
things.
It is well yeah like there's something flying under it yeah that was crazy so one is either further away or
here.
Cloaked like
there's that other one I think that's the same one from under
yeah. Just a bunch of them all at once. That's insane.
Well, there's a bird of prey down there. And
yeah, is it they zoom in and they try to figure out if it has wings or if it's a plane.
Yeah.
And it's just like these really extremely
it's a
far
square.
Dots,
there's a square. Rectangle yeah. and an orby thing.
We need like an 8K camera out here, guys. More pixels per square inch. We need to see all these pixels, every damn pixel. They're like, oh, this, here's
no,
four pixels. This might be an alien.
It is weird how a lot of that stuff just shows up. But there's another one. And it goes into four. No, did you say five?
Yeah, and then it goes, it's four.
There's another one.
Yeah, you're right. There was four.
It's a freaking fleet. We're being attacked
over the Mesa.
Over the Mesa. They want to hit Utah first. They want to get the Mormons first. Poor Shad.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. I thought it was an entertaining episode.
Yeah,
I was very happy with it.
Me too.
I like the show. I like the show.
I enjoy it.
It's way better than fucking The Hole in Roanoke or whatever the other two shows are. Both of those suck.
What's the other one?
Search for the Roanoke Tribe thing.
William Shatner show came back too.
I haven't watched that ever. I've never seen that one.
It's kind of like Ancient Aliens, but it deals with more mysteries, and it's William Shatner, you know, hosting it. So
that's always great.
It's all good. It's all good.
That dude's been like 75 for like 40 years.
Dude, he is way cooler than Mark Hamill. Always has been, always will be.
Facts. Cool. Facts.
And Captain Kirk, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
That's very right. Y-Files is the best, Monkey Jeebus. We love the Y-Files. I haven't watched their latest video. Came out last night, right?
Great video. Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it live.
So I'm watching that tonight.
Nice. It's good.
I got a few saved up. I need to just binge them all. I have like four.
I like rewatching them a lot. It's just like
when I start cleaning my house, their final song pops in my head, and I start dancing. I need to just like get that song.
Really?
I can't believe
you know what happens?
I'm dancing with the fish.
I'm like,
so good.
Fading off to sleep. I listen to it before I. Ready off to sleep, and all of a sudden that fucking song starts. Oh shit!
Y-Files, you should do a playlist without the ending so that we could just listen to it throughout the night.
Oh yeah,
they like their
sleep songs. Story.
Y-Files on repeat every night.
Yeah,
it's the words of the song. I'm not gonna sing it though.
Well, that's all evergreen. I mean, that is perfect. A channel of evergreen.
The compilations were awesome.
So amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, it takes the old creepypasta, right, and makes it. It's like adult creepypastas. Okay.
Wait. I'm trying to say creepypastas are good.
What's a creepypasta?
I like creepypastas. My kid loves them.
The old ones are cringe.
Y-Files,
there's
truth within it. That's the big difference.
Yeah, creepypasta is just a scary story on the internet.
Just a scary story. Yeah.
Cool beans.
Yeah. But way cooler. Man. Way cooler.
I like that he breaks him down. You know, he goes to the story, gives the story the respect it deserves.
There's tons of work. Involved.
Doesn't try to like debunk it during the story. Just tells the story as it's meant to be told, and then any debunking
multiple
that needs to be done,
theories.
He goes into
later.
It.
Don't interrupt.
I love
the story.
It.
Yeah, he respects
Don't
it. I like
the
it.
Story.
Yeah,
deal with it later.
Yep. Yeah, I love that. It lets you believe it for a little.
Yeah,
bit. Like
rest in peace, Bernard Hill. By the way, Bernard Hill,
Théoden King,
Théoden King. Hail.
Yep. Hail. Théoden King.
Outside of Ian McKellen, or with Ian McKellen, the best acting performance in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, King Théoden is the best character arc, best acting job, most tragic yet inspirational story. It's everything. It's all wrapped up into King Théoden. He's such an important character.
Right.
And that story has always been in the top, Gandalf and King Théoden have always been the tops. And that guy, the fact that he didn't win an Academy Award for his performance is fucking criminal.
Does he have any Oscars?
Forever. He might have some BAFTAs, but I don't think he's got any Oscars.
Trash. Cause he was pretty good in that boat movie.
That boat movie? Yeah.
The one with the guy that fell into the blade. Yeah. He was pretty good in that movie too.
Absolute legend.
Titanic.
There's been lots of love for him on Twitter and Elijah Wood.
I've never seen it.
Just put the boat movie?
You never seen that boat
Titanic.
Movie?
Titanic?
They never hit a big ice cube.
They hit a big ice cube and
I heard about it.
Bitch
I know,
kicked
I know
Leonardo
of it.
Off the door that where there's plenty of room. Then kept the diamond.
I think it's just a little too late. And I just would rather never see it now.
Bernard Hill died today. He was 70.
I know how it ends.
Yeah.
You know?
Elijah Wood just put
a submarine
a tweet about him.
Doesn't
well, Adam
make it back
still
up.
Talks about the stupid boat movie.
Okay. I'm done.
Boat movie.
I'm done. That I haven't seen, by the way. I haven't seen it.
Great actor, man.
It's not so. Cameron's worst. That will be Avatar 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Easily.
Really?
I liked one. Yeah.
Avatar is trash.
They're not.
Avatar sucks.
They're not that bad.
They suck.
They, They are absolutely like the effects are magnificent of a bunch of people you don't give a crap about in a world you don't give like
tall blue aliens having sex with their horses and trees and stuff.
And like everybody gets hyped about it and it makes billions of dollars and then nobody ever talks about it again until the next one comes out.
It's a fucking phenomenon and I don't get it. It's weird.
I don't get it. It's
like a UAP.
It's
you know, I don't understand it.
It's normie nip. It's fine. Like if you like it, that's fine. I think
maybe that's what it is.
I think the people that watch Avatar in theater are like a cryptid. Like we're not sure that they actually exist.
Uh huh.
They don't talk about it.
Watch The Abyss. Watch True Lies. The Abyss.
Terminator.
Great.
Abyss is awesome.
Aliens.
I love The Abyss, man.
True Lies is awesome. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
True Lies is great.
So good. Dana, jump.
The guy's great. I mean, the guy's an absolute.
Oh, add that to your list.
But
it's so good.
Avatar sucked. Yeah. let's get to the super chat, shall we?
Sure.
Sounds good.
Do you want to do it through here? Because we do have stream yard super chats here.
Yeah. So we have five. Let me just go to where was I? Where'd all the pin ones go? Here, I'm going to go to Twitter.
Hey, Zorbu.
Zorbu has gifted 5 Neurotic Live memberships.
Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Zorbu.
I wasn't ready, as usual. Zorbu for 50.
Whoa.
Wham.
Just noticed.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I thought I heard something.
Did you put something in Twitter yet?
X-ray oh, game? Okay. That's why I asked. Did you want to go through here?
Yeah, yes.
What? Do I?
Plasmoids. Easy fix, Gary. Just use Preparation H on them. That'll heal you in no time. So your next deuce won't feel like a hot bowling ball wrapped around barbed wire.
Wow.
Ugh. Wow.
That's colorful language, Zorbu.
Feels good on the whole.
Fucking someone said Zorbu. Zorbu has a rod for you.
Oh my God.
It's funny.
Oh. Melodic Method for $20 says, have you watched Megaliths, Forgotten World, the movie on Howard Crowhurst's channel? Enjoyed his previous vids. No, it is in my playlist. I saw it pop up. Who shared it? It was Megalithomania shared it, right? That is going to be watched over the next couple of days. Absolutely. So it's called Megaliths Forgotten World, the movie by Howard Crowhurst. Okay. So you can search that on Twitter and on YouTube and watch it on YouTube. I will be watching it. I think you guys should too. It's a very interesting take on megaliths.
Howard Crowhurst. Awesome. Okay.
Crowhurst, yeah. C-R-O like Got Crow it. And Hurst.
It's in our private chat. Adam.
Josh Kelsey has dropped 20 and then walks away because that's what Josh Kelsey always does. He occasionally does say something.
I've seen words.
Only when it's important, you know? He's like that.
It's Chad, though.
Carries a lot of weight when he says those words.
He does. So. Yeah,
it exactly. Makes it more important. Exactly.
I was talking to Melissa the other day because after our FNT episode, Jeremy Seinfeld called me and gave me an attaboy. He just called me. He's like, dude, really good job on the show. Well, wow. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Cool. Appreciate it. And I got to thinking, I talked to Melissa. I'm like, hey, between both of our dads, how many attaboys did we get? And she said 3.5. And I said, Dad, that's pretty much it. But they counted. They count it, okay?
Attaboy.
But, yeah, no attaboys from my dad.
I never got a single one.
You didn't? Well, you're Asian. It's kind of
I know.
Horrible. Cultural.
Well, you're not a boy. That's.
I meant, like, a good job.
Hey, X-ray. Yeah. Good job.
Good job, X-ray girl. Good job.
You always count a little there, right? That a boy, X-ray.
God. Okay, I don't feel want
good?
That. No.
Does that feel good? No. All right. It's weird.
I'm a girl.
Atta girl.
Thank you.
Atta girl.
Buster Nut Smash for $25.
he prepped that one. He like
I did. Yeah, I was ready to
took
go.
Took a nice deep breath.
Great video yesterday on the Curious Being channel, where she explains her theory on the nubs and that are found on the ancient walls and structures all over the world. Makes a lot of sense. I'll check it out. I think
interesting.
The theory, well, like, why is it everywhere? So I'd like to hear her thoughts on why there's one of the nubs for, because they have pretty much all agreed they're not for lifting, because they don't make any, because some of the nubs are like not where you would lift. And then why did everybody do it around the world? Oh, did mankind just come up with it independently on their own?
It's a weird coincidence. Hard to believe. Pretty weird.
Hard to believe. Bit weird. Samuel Ayrton for 1999. How many times have these inventions ended up in accidents for the creators? I mean, didn't the Dymaxion go 90 miles an hour in the 1930s, seat 11, and get 30 miles per gallon, yet we drove Fords and got 10 miles per gallon, shuttered after dubious crash? Yes. Oh, yes. Well, Tesla.
Nonstop for the past boy, Tesla years,
is the biggest lesson of them all, right? He wasn't a good businessman.
No, he was not.
He wasn't a good businessman, and Edison was a cutthroat motherfucker.
Yep.
And you got to be able to.
Tesla gave Edison the benefit of the doubt. It's like,
should not have done that.
No.
This is a Dymaxion. Yeah. Is this what they were talking about?
I've never heard of this, but that thing looks
like a crazy looking.
Crazy.
I want one.
It
looks like a little Fallout.
They already have engines that can get much higher miles to the gallon. Okay. They already do. They just fucking do. And they roll them out slowly as more electronic cars become competition. The engines all of a sudden magically start getting a little better and more fuel efficient. We got a fucking trailblazer, man. It's like a three banger. It's a three cylinder, but it's turbo. So the thing is fucking unbelievably fast. Like 0 to 60 for a little three banger. We blow shit away on the freeway. And the gas mileage is fucking crazy good. And it's because they roll it out. They have the technology. They just want to see how much they can get away with, right? And
they're trying to bring communism with climate crisis. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Again, by solving windmills, you know. Windmills, and not like
those are terrible for the environment.
They're fucking terrible. And I love when lightning strikes one in Texas, and it just be like there was one last year that was on fire, and it was I'm like, that's the most useful windmill in Texas because it's entertaining. It's watching it fucking just burn.
Half the time, most of them are just busted, not even working.
Dude, when we were driving
by design
through Lubbock and through the little back roads of Texas, we went by the storage field.
There's thousands. The
blades.
Huge. Like so much land it took up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some
then
farm.
Once they're done, they don't biodegrade either. Those things are built to last. They'll be around for a long time.
Fucking retarded waste of money. And those windmills have been outside of California, outside of Palm Springs forever, and have never done a fucking thing other than look like a Pink Floyd album cover, you know.
Really?
Yeah,
like a bad one.
Yeah.
Days of Darkness for $20. Hey, gang, I was curious if anyone has heard about the UFO incident in Trumbull County, Ohio, back in 1994. The 911 calls are here on YouTube. About an hour listen happened in my hometown. Oh, we will definitely check that out. Please note that, X-Ray Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Please note that. I know something about it. I didn't know there was 911 calls. I probably should have known, but that was definitely talked about on our belt. Logan Miller for $4.99. Randall on Forbidden Frontier talking about donuts. Love you guys at X-Ray Girl. Fucking love this show. Oh, he will be. I'll buy him some donuts. I mean, I don't eat donuts like myself, like regularly or ever. But for Randall, I'd buy some donuts.
Capturing the power from plasmoids in the palm of my hand.
Yes. That's fantastic.
Yep. Hell yeah. Crypto Kev for $5. QBG, you lost a bunch of weight, dude. Nearly 1/8 Black Garrett now.
Hey, check it. I'm dropping them. They're going down.
Going down.
We need to.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, wait, I need to carry less weight when we direction? Go to Peru.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Peru, baby. Peru.
I just figured it was the white side of you that was the fatter one. So it
have you seen Sugarfoot? They got a lot of
things. It would have been a different direction, but I don't know.
You seen Lizzo? You seen Lizzo?
One third, maybe? No.
Heavy.
I've seen Lizzo, but damn.
I've seen too much of Lizzo.
On her way out, right? Like she's
I've
not
seen way too
anymore.
Much. I don't know. I think ever since the banana incident in Amsterdam, people.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like it came to a stop. And no one talks about Lizzo anymore.
Okay.
She was like, I quit, guys. Hey, I quit.
Good.
Oh, yeah, she tried that stunt. And everyone was like, no one cares.
I'm just kidding. I'm not quitting.
Crypto Kev, PS, AJ from Y-Files. Love you, man. Fucking love you, dude. Gave FNT a shout out on the last After Files Live. Said, next time you have a meetup in Vegas, Y-Files will be there.
That's dope. Oh, well, I gotta be there next year.
Yeah, we gotta make that happen. Yes.
And I'll wear my Wi-Fi shoes.
Ooh. Yes.
I'm still waiting.
They haven't come in yet, right? Oh, okay.
No, I don't think they even have shipped.
Hell yeah.
But I'm excited about it.
I love how they make a video, an event every time. It's a premiere with a live stream. That is such a fucking good idea.
And they're hanging out. Yeah, it's freaking great.
That's such a good idea.
Ryan for $10 says, "Hail Fellowship, I saw The Phantom Menace in the theater yesterday. I'm proud to say that I was literally the first person to stand up and walk out once the credits rolled. Fuck the Acolyte, fuck Disney." Yeah. Oh, it did pretty well,
dude.
It did pretty well around the world. It made $14.5 million, and I just want to point out that when Star Wars was really released on its 20th anniversary, it made $35 million just in America. And was the number one movie in America. They with the special edition, so not the original. So a worse version of Star Wars came out and still was the number one movie in America. And it actually, I'll never forget Howard Stern bitching that that Return of the Jedi beat his movie in the second week. A re-release of Return of the Jedi beat Private Parts. And ended Howard Stern's movie career. And
it's
he fucking bitched about Star Wars for a month. It was
that
fucking
is wonderful.
And it also made me start like, I'm like, fuck you, dude. That's when I started kind of. But
let me ask you, though. Do you think that after 20 years, The Force Awakens will be put in theaters? You think it'll do good?
No. I'm surprised 14.5 worldwide for the Clone Wars. I think that's pretty good. But I mean, like, again, comparatively to Star Wars being re-released, I think it shows you the difference in like cultural impact. Because remember, The Phantom Menace came out. If you like the prequels, fine. If you like the prequels, fine. But they're not as good as Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
Can I also ask a distant third?
They're better than Harry Potter. They're better than Harry Potter show. The movies, for sure.
Are you fucking crazy?
Harry Potter movies suck.
Third movie's great. Prisoner of Azkaban. I'll stand by it, even though they completely destroy the book. It's like one of the best directed Harry Potter films. I think you're crazy.
I'll let you know in about five years.
I love Harry Potter. The books are awesome. Movies suck. I like the first two movies.
The first two are really good.
The first three are pretty solid. And then they start to just get worse and worse.
They start to get worse, but they were still more popular than the prequels. Way more popular.
Popular for sure.
Harry Potter fandom is massive.
Hardcore?
Massive. Even despite, as the author gets on one subject, gets pretty based. So on one subject, okay?
The Phantom Menace, was it released in limited theaters as well or just all of them?
2,700 theaters. That's pretty wide.
Yeah, that's wide.
2,795. So that's... It's half. A wide release is 3,500.
It's not a limited.
It's not a limited release. Unlimited,
for sure.
June 8th, by the way. June 8th. Lord of the Rings, extended editions.
Oh, yeah.
8 through 10.
You can watch that right before we have to watch Acolyte.
June? That's pretty amazing. I'm going to be in the States for then.
Pretty cool.
Dude, oh no, wait. That's right. I want to fucking tailgate in the parking lot, dude. I straight up want to break out my hibachi and tailgate in the parking lot.
We should fucking do that. We should make it an event.
Yes.
I could see you being wearing some like Qui-Gon Jinn robes.
Well, it's Lord of the Rings, so they've got to be like...
He has to wear his Gandalf robes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Although Qui-Gon Jinn is the best character in Phantom Menace, for sure.
But, that's true. Well, they're very similar, actually, I guess.
And apparently really, the only guy who...
The only difference is a lightsaber strapped to the freaking side.
Yeah, the only one that gets stabbed in the stomach and dies.
Oh, did you hear that they released this Empire, like, Tales of the Empire thing, and they put fucking Darth Vader, like, prominently in the trailer, and apparently, like...
Oh, that's shocker.
All the footage... Was that is just him sitting fucking down, and the rest of it's about Morgan Elsbeth fucking.
Oh, keep eating your slop. Keep eating your slop, Disney. Star Wars fans. Fuck, dude. It's always the same thing. It's the chick. I'm so mad at the Jedi.
Still. Flannel Boy for $4.99. I got to my father's who is mighty. Oh. I go to my father's whose mighty company I shall now feel. I shall not now feel ashamed. R.I.P. King Theoden, you will be missed. You will be missed. Hunter Becknell has donated $10. Didn't say anything.
All right.
But I say Hunter. Bernard Hill. I don't know if it's like Barnard. I don't know how they fucking pronounce it in the UK, and I don't really care because I'm American. So it's
pronounced Nard Dog, I believe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Schlurpo? No. Hail Bernard Hill. Rest in peace. Yeah. Breticus 6 for $2. Gary is my brother from two other mothers. Love you, dude. Cheers. I have two moms. Yes, I do have two moms. Thanks. War Bastard for $10. RIP King Theoden. RIP. I'm fucking watching it tonight. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely watching it tonight. Mark Shaw has gifted one Nerdronic Live membership. Thank you very much, Mark.
Mark.
The members appreciate that. Quantum Sledgehammer for $9.99. FNT chat was well represented in the Y-Files live stream last night. Hail chat. Hail Forbidden Frontier. Hail. Hail. Hail Y-Files.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was a crazy FNT we had, too, by the way.
It was so fun.
Gina Carano.
Yeah, so cool.
Drinker. Yeah.
I got Gina's number now. Wait,
thank you, dude. Gary.
Call her anytime I want.
Solving tech issues, by the way, because if we didn't, we wouldn't have her on.
It, we were really close to it being on her phone and her having to like hold it up. And like, that was sucked. Yeah, I was like, no, we got to fix this before. No.
Yeah, because she called me and I'm like, I don't know Apple computers.
Oh, fuck, we fixed
it's
it.
Been, it's
fixed
been it. 3 years since because I used to run on Apple because I used to run Premiere and Final Cut Pro on Apple. I just, you know, it was a holdover. It's a fucking terrible computer, by the way.
So stupid.
So glad I went back.
So expensive.
I do not miss Apple at all. No Apple products, and I don't miss it.
Yeah, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
No, I only owned one iPhone, like ever. Like the iPhone 5.
I had two.
A long time ago.
I think I had the 4.
I've been on iPhones, but I don't do their desktop. Like, fuck that. I don't like their laptops either. The only
superior Apple product is the iPad. They can't make tablets as good as iPads.
I've had an iPad for probably 15 years.
And their AirPods are good.
I don't even know where it is. AirPods. I have one somewhere.
You can hook those up to anything.
Phone, and then you don't need an iPad.
Yeah, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to have to hold it.
John Cougar Concentration Camp for $5. I'm
every
sure
time.
To a certain
every
extent,
time.
Joe is rather protective of Randall and is just looking out for him. I think he is too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's some it. Of that. He's just grilling him because he wants to make sure Randall's good.
Yeah. I don't think Joe is not like some fucking phony. Like if he doesn't like somebody, like he'll just not like them and probably not like openly shit on them like publicly, like being professional and stuff. But I think there is like a genuine like he loves Graham and Randall. He loves them. Some of the biggest shows he's done, some of the most impactful shows he's done.
Yeah.
And
he loves that subject a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, Rogan's all about that shit.
What the hell is there to hate about Randall? Randall seems like a great guy. Like,
right.
Yeah. He's based. Joey Fouts for $10. I'm a design engineer for vibratory conveyors in the foundry. Is this Indiana or industry? Foundry industry. Love Randall, but this guy has been in possession of this technology for years, and nothing. If it really works, it would be out there. There you go.
Exactly. That is true. That is true.
Rebellion 765 for $279 Canadian. Did you get the Dune reference in The Fall Guy? I did. Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Looks good.
It's a silly movie. It's fun.
Bullet Train was silly, and I enjoyed it.
Bullet Train was great.
Bullet Train was really good.
I love that movie.
I really enjoyed it.
A lot of fun.
So, but, same director, right?
Would Fall Guy have done better if they played it a little more straight? Probably.
I don't think it's Fall Guy's
very
fault.
Very tongue in cheek.
I think it's the fucking industry right now. It's 100%. They keep saying movies keep coming out every week and they go, this movie bombed, that movie bombed. I'm like, how many times in a row do movies have to bomb for it to just be that's what movies are
the
doing?
The new
now.
Standard.
That's the standard. It's like they're going to make like 10, 20 is. Million.
Remember,
if it doesn't make a billion, it's a bomb, Garrett.
No, they're lowering projections.
That's from like 2020.
They're lowering projections. Right. So the projections are already low. Like Planet of the Apes will have a low projection. It'll probably beat it because it's got a really solid fan base. And then, quite frankly, those movies are solid. They're all solid. They're not the greatest movies ever made, but they don't suck. They definitely don't suck. They're like really.
I'm okay with solid movies.
Oh, I am too. I was getting criticism. I'm like, no, you had like 4 7 out of 10s in a row. That's fucking awesome.
That's brilliant. Consistent.
That's really consistent.
That's better than average.
That's fucking great.
It's a good consistency.
And
basically the 90s. You know? Everything that came out was 7 up.
Yeah. You know? So
most things.
Anyway. I think we'll see with that. But after that, the box office is fucking grim. And no, Deadpool and Wolverine is not going to help at all. Be a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
It'd be dropping the bucket. It's already down 21% from last year with a bunch of flops. So it's already down almost 25%. 25%.
I'm thinking like 800 million.
I mean, it's also inflation and people aren't going to the movies because they just can't afford it. Shit is so expensive. You know, ridiculous. There's also that, you know, even if the movies were good, I feel like it would be down.
Yeah, unless it's
it's high.
My home theater is just as good.
Yeah, I got a big TV, so it's like
our
surround sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $90 to take 4 people to a movie theater. You know, I went to Fall Guy and I was like, oh,
I know.
Just the tickets alone, and then you got
to
buy popcorn.
You had to take the family to that one. You can't like go to Fall
Guy
without taking the kids. Yeah,
they did like it.
Even the little one. Everybody liked the movie. Melissa loved it. Melissa absolutely loved it. I thought it was a good rom-com.
It's a date movie.
It's a rom-com.
Is it?
That's what it is.
All right, good to know. Maybe I'll take the wife.
Take
with
the wife.
A lot of action.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The stunts are top-notch because it's directed by a director.
It makes
director
no sense.
Knows
there's
shit.
No logic or anything necessary for the movie.
You don't need any of them.
It's tongue-in-cheek. Jonas Delmo for 250 Indian pesos.
Something.
Yes.
It has something to do with the Y-Files episode about killer patents and secret sciences. Yes. The Cabal and the Illuminati doesn't want clean energy and free energy to exist. No.
Facts.
No, because if you look at it rationally, I don't know if rationally.
They'd lose all their power.
Objectively, it would destroy all economies overnight.
That's true.
And it would be fucking chaos.
Think it's like post scarcity, you know, like specifically for energy, but like that would, if you had post scarcity, if you could walk up to a microwave and be like, give me a Big Mac, and it would just make it that's like everybody's jobs from 16 to 25.
The problem is
working at burger places, like you don't got those
but
jobs
somebody
anymore.
Has to make that machine, and if you get rid of money, where do you find the because we're humans. Who has the incentive to make that machine? Who has the incentive to still? You still have to produce food. You know, it's
make
like,
machines.
That's why communism
other machines.
Won't ever work.
Exactly. These are realities we have to face. We'd all love to live in a post-petrol world. Sure, why not? Even though I think oil probably comes from the earth and it's not dead dinosaurs, but that's my whack theory.
That's not so whack.
Yeah. Ryan's gay hair for $20. Ryan, Gary, Ryan was drunk on stream. Well, that means he streamed today.
Yeah. Are you talking about any stream?
The jackals of, I mean, like he's telling his dad, it's like, I don't care if, you know, I ain't Ryan's dad. He can get drunk. Now, I personally, if you want some unsolicited advice from a content creator, stream sober. Stream sober. Always stream sober. Don't ever fucking drink on a stream. But people do. People do.
Yep.
The jackals of Terra Argentum.
Argentum
for $10. Apparently, so, there was a species of dog native to North America that was so large it hunted short-faced bears. Believed extinct 40,000 years ago, but tracks have been found in Utah from the 1900s. Holy shit.
I wonder how big that paw is.
I don't like that.
It's humongous.
Cool.
Scary.
Dire wolf.
Rob the Builder for $5 says, hail, off topic, but I'm looking for suggestions on my next adventure mobile. Mm-hmm. I'm torn between an FJ Cruiser and a 4Runner. Thoughts? RIP Bernard Hill. 4Runners, basic. You can get them anywhere. FJ Cruisers, rare. I say go for the rare. Plus,
go with the 4Runner then. It's much cheaper to fix.
Not really, because the FJ Cruiser.
Their parts are everywhere. Rare is not easier to fix.
FJ Cruiser parts aren't rare. They're repurposed parts. It's a rare car because it was completely constructed.
Your logic isn't sound.
Okay, but I worked for Toyota, so listen to me.
You got
FJ
me there.
FJ Cruisers were completely put together in Japan. Okay. So 4Runners are not
the detail work
are not constructed in Japan. The Japanese cars that are built in Japan by those tiny little hands and their chopsticks or whatever are superior.
They're precise. Yeah,
they use chopsticks to put them together. Also, go look at
the resale value of an FJ Cruiser. It's a collectible car.
It's so ugly though.
What's up with that, like, the air intake thing that like comes all the way up off the hood and like the snorkel?
That's
underwater.
Goes on Jeeps.
You don't have that. Yours doesn't have that.
No, because I'm like not gonna go underwater. I'm gonna drive through the Rio Grande
and pick up. Silly.
No,
but why not,
dude? That's a 4x thing though. That's not just fucking FJ Cruisers. That's a 4x thing. You need the snorkel for the air intake for the engine because the engine gets underwater. Have you ever watched fucking Top Gear? What happens when the engine gets underwater? Yeah. It's bad. Okay, so don't listen to Adam. FJ Cruisers, they're fucking awesome looking. All right.
Yeah. Awesome looking, yeah.
Think about the space.
Do you want a basic bitch car, or do you want a car where everybody goes, look at that, or that's ugly?
Look at that ugly ass car. That's what I say when I see it.
I'm fine with that because it's better than, look at Mr. fucking basic bitch in his car that looks like a pill driving around.
You know? 4Runner. What's up with those 4Runner hate?
4Runners aren't—they're just not as good as FJ.
It does look basic. It looks basic as hell.
Too expensive, and because of the recession. Just get a truck awesome.
If you're gonna go adventure around. You can do much more with the bed of a truck than the SUV style.
What can you do, X-ray girl?
My brother has a tent that he puts above it. That he camps out of. I'm being serious here. Yeah. God dang it!
I mean, if you have a roof rack in the back of them, you can get a tent. A roof tent.
Y'all crazy.
I thought about it.
I get a good Ram pickup. Like, fucking, those are awesome. Four-door.
That's what I want. I want a V8. Nice pickup truck.
Hammy? Like, fuck yeah. Get that. Like, that would be my second choice.
Stick with my Firebird.
Your Firebird? Firebird.
That's what I'm like thinking of.
It's OG.
Yeah, Firebird. Are you trying to trash your Firebird?
I had a Firebird for my first one. Oh, my God. Oh,
come on.
Yeah, but
I'm
it's
a 68 Firebird.
Garrett, show the car. Come on. Let's see it. It's pretty dope. Come on. It's pretty dope.
Discuss.
You know what I have? I have a 2011 FJ Cruiser that I bought in 2016 and I kept it. You want to know why I kept it? Because buying a new car is fucking retarded. Okay,
that's true.
Absolutely the most retarded thing you can do, buy a used car. So if you really are going to get a 4Runner, they're okay. 4Runners are fine. They're kind of normal.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, not that Firebird.
Look at that sexy thing.
Ain't it sexy?
Look at that thing. Yeah,
it is. Quarterbike's got a nicer car than that. That thing
is freaking dope. Mm.
Wow. Do you drive that every day?
No.
Oh.
No. I drive it every weekend. That's what I do. I could drive it every day.
I bet you, you go to those like car shows and you just stand by your car.
We have an uglier car.
Anybody have a conversation? Adam. We can talk about it.
Adam,
oh great! Tell me about your uglier car. I'm so excited. 2003
Honda Element. Okay.
Oh god.
2000, like an OG Honda Element.
That we've. What's with you in the weird freaking cars?
They hold lots of comic books.
They're unique. I like the unique cars.
If they don't fall apart, just keep riding.
You like boxy cars.
You know what?
Go get weird.
Your Nissan Stanza. Go get your.
I get it. Actually, it's from being in jail. You're comfortable in boxes. There's like a comfort zone that you. I figured it out. I get it. No, I get it. It's cool.
Toyota, Celica, whatever the fuck they make now.
Dude, cars today suck. They really do. They're all just gray, white, and or black, lame colors.
Like if I'd get a Hellcat. I'd get a fucking Hellcat.
Hellcats are pretty badass.
Hellcats are badass, and they're fucking fast.
I just want a RAV4. They're simple, basic.
What did you say about basic bitch earlier?
Jay Schwalbach for $20. Don't drink on the stream. What? Yeah, he's called the critical drinker. 2 million subs. Do you think he's really drunk when he's making his videos though? Like he drinks on a stream for sure.
That's character work. He's a good character work.
Okay, so is everybody the critical drinker? No. No. Okay.
The exception to the rule, huh?
What do I know?
Ryan Long made an amazing video about this last week. I don't know if you saw it. He's like,
no.
We're starting a charity for people who don't understand averages. And it's just like he goes on this rant about like basically all the different like I could prove that wrong, even though the average is still the case. And it's so good, man.
Oh, it's my comment section. Every time I say, woke Hollywood is failing, and I throw up a bunch of data, they go, but what about?
Yeah, right.
What about this? Yeah, exactly.
Don't even look
at it. Yeah, it's really funny. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Like, watch the whole fucking video. I even explained that, you know, when they make a good story, people go. People still go.
Yeah.
It's true. Because you're making too much. Because my videos can be like fucking shorts. I can go, Hollywood's making too much bad shit. But when they make good shit, it makes the bad shit look worse because the good shit people still go to, whether it's 2 hours, 3 hours, or fucking 4 hours. The end. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. YouTube short.
Can we play this? It's so funny. It's sure. 50 seconds.
What is it?
Go follow Ryan Long. This dude is
Ryan
great.
Long is awesome.
We did a sketch together. He's pretty funny. We had a line, whatever his line reading was, he would just like repeat it like 500 times. He's like, no, that's not good enough. No, let's do it again. I'm going to do it again. It's pretty awesome. Ryan Long. It's not automatically bringing up my screen.
Ryan Long comedy.
Last time we played Ryan Long, he hit us.
Come on, Ryan. Really? Come on.
Well, I guess check him out on Twitter then.
No, let's play it. Screw it.
Millions of people around the globe suffer from not being able to understand the concept of averages.
If you say on average, men are stronger than women, they will note that they know a woman that is stronger than a man.
An Asian who's terrible at...
Yes.
Yeah. It's basically
math.
It's 50 seconds of this and nonstop. Yeah. All the different examples. We don't have to play the whole thing, but go watch it on Twitter. It's funny. I don't want to.
It's the internet. It's the internet, and
yeah.
Like you could lay out all these,
it doesn't matter.
I saw a comment on my Doctor Who video, and somebody goes, not one mention of the trans daughter. It's like, bro, I mentioned her three times. I mentioned it three times
in
that fucking video. Doctor Who's trans daughter. Donna's trans daughter. I go, daughter.
Yeah.
So they're like, not.
And
they're
I had that on screen.
Daughter thing. You know. That's the internet. You can't get upset about it.
Just how it is. It's funny.
Because the internet is summed up with, I love this guy. This guy's fucking trash. Yeah. That's what happens. It's all good. And it's all true. It's all true. John Wayne is back from the dead and donated in 1999. Glad y'all found Sean Ryan's show. I was going to recommend it. He's got a few shows dealing with the woo-woo. Most, though, are with combat veterans. Y'all should check out those as well. John Lovells was a great interview.
Yeah, he did one with Mr. Ballin, too. And that was a cool interview, too.
No, he's really good. What is a plasmoid and why should I not identify as one? Well, you can. In this world, I want more cereal for $10. You go. You can't say you go, girl. You go, they, them.
You go, plasmoid.
You go, plasmoid.
No. Nope.
John Keeley.
Nope.
For two British pounds. R.I.P. Bernard Hill. Theoden, King of Rohan.
Theoden, King.
Crit Nature on the Streamlabs side for $10. The technology works, guys. Search for Thunderstorm Generator Zurich on YouTube. First result, check it out. The presentation is with Malcolm himself in the Technopark Research Center of Zurich. All right. Red Day for €2. Also sounds like, almost sounds like alchemy. It kind of does. Kind of does. Matthew Hammond for $4.99. It was also mentioned that the Thunderstorm generator could replace an air conditioner as it creates a super cold area that could be tapped for cooling. There you go. Oh, I'd work in Texas, right, Garrett?
Oh, yeah.
We're about to get hot as the surface of the sun any minute now. Like I'm any scared. Day now? Oh, Garrett's gone. Yeah. Got to go watch one of his 17 kids.
One of these days.
One of these days. One of these days. All right, Brian Smith for $5. Like 3D printed guns, open source tech can't be silenced. Open source, the Thunderstorm generator and energy monopolies will crumble. Toilet bug for $5. Loving today's show. Keep it up, ladies. Thank you. Eric K needs a cold one. And Garrett, I am here for the gasoline. Vegas, baby. Gary, you rock. Thank you. Cheers. Hail, Eric K. Hunter Becknell for $5. So when the machine starts up, does Thunderstruck start playing on the radio? I hope so. They used to play that for before Charger games. Before they moved to LA and suck. Maverick 626 for €5. The whole plasmoid thing sounds like a redneck tier particle collider. And maybe that's why the shadow government needs it to be buried. Maybe. B-Chain 315 for $5. Russian sleep experiment is a great creepypasta until the zombie monologue at the end. John Kennedy. Wow, a lot of dead people donating today. That's great. For $2. Avatar sucks. What's next week's topic? Death Judas for £2. Avatar is Pocahontas with blue aliens. Yes, it is. Simon Ho for £2. Funny thing about plasmoids. Nah, I got nothing. The chat for $2 says, Google the cartoon, then a miracle occurs. LOL. Should we? Hail chat says, Jackson Cagle for $2. Thank you. R-E-K thoughts or rec thoughts for $5 says, ever notice the angel number 58 is stenciled on the table of the Skinwalker Ranch HQ meeting room?
Nope.
I've noticed the stencil. Yes. Matthew Hammond for $4.99. The dude should look at a Nissan Armada. That is also a naturally aspirated V8 on a truck chassis that is made in Japan. It is one. It is the one Nissan that is good.
Yeah. I mean, the thing you have to remember with these
looks pretty nice
cars and the tariffs is, a lot of the stuff is assembled in Mexico now, and it ain't good. Okay. Just having replaced a lot of parts and looked at it, it's not as good as the stuff assembled in Japan. Just not. Now, there is some stuff that is assembled here. Japan does have factories here. They moved one big one from California to Texas. Like that stuff's, you know, it's all right. I've been to the, was it the Tacoma factory? Tacoma factory, where they just make Tacomas. That's all they do. They are rolling out one a minute. It's fucking insane. Buster Nutsmash for $5. RIP Adam's mustache. What happened to your mustache, Adam?
I had to get passport photos. I have to redo my passport. and I didn't want to have a stash.
Ah, okay. You can just grow back.
Fair.
It's already, look, I mean, you know, it's this already 2 days. Back.
Look at that.
It's two, this is 2 days. So
that's a man right there.
Or three days. I don't know. Yeah.
Rediscovered from the Sharper Image Ozone Maker. it's Hootenanny for $1.99. Last one of the night, Greggy Gilgan for $5. How does a non-binary person unalive people? They, them.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. Oh. Did Garrett just absolutely disappear? Hey, that wraps up the show. That wraps up the show. I know, like, Adam gets quiet when he's like,
and he's tired.
Yeah, I'm, yeah, it's true. There's a window of, I don't even know. My light's going to turn off soon. And I just like, yeah, I get tired.
I understand that. You get a little delirious.
I use all of the rest of my energy on the subject matter. And then once it gets to soups, there's like, you know, because like we're not talking about everything sometimes. Sometimes we do, you know, where I get too engaged. But then, you know, you're reading the soups and I kind of like, sometimes I run out of steam. Yeah, after the 2 hour mark.
It's late where you are.
I should just start playing the Hecklefish song just to surprise you.
I love it.
Fish. Hey, what's our subject for next week? Do we know?
That's a good question.
I kind of want the 911 calls on the Trumbull Country.
Okay.
Skinwalker. That would be really Skinwalker. Cool. Kind of fun.
And Trumbull. Oh, okay. Thanks, chat.
What are we talking
about? Thank you for the inspiration.
Yep.
Well, you got
Trumbull, Ohio.
Hard to crow, you know.
And then
we do love good UFO stories. So
we do. Yeah. All right. So thanks again. Thanks everyone who left super chat. Thanks to the Moderotics. Thanks everyone joining the show. We love this show. Garrett, what do you got coming up?
Normal World is on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We just had Afro Man on.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Criminally underwatched episode. It's ridiculous. It pisses me off, but hey, it was a lot of fun having him on. Maybe we'll have some of you come back on the show, Adam or Gary.
I'd love to.
Or maybe extra girl. You want to come on the show?
Literally anytime. Sure. Just let me know.
All right. So go check that out. Monday, Bay Staff is happening over on Adam's channel tomorrow. So check that out. Right after that, I'm continuing my Fallout 1 playthrough. So come and join me after Bay Staff on my channel. That's it. That's all I got.
Cheers. What do you got, Adam?
Well, I have my Bay Staff Monday. I had a great interview with Master of the TDS last Thursday, and it was really interesting to hear about the bots that he's finding, and really was great. Definitely go check his stuff out. But I don't know. I got some stuff I'm brewing, I'm working on. So
cool. Yeah, so
check it out.
Excellent. X-Ray Girl.
Mostly stuff about this channel, but this is literally the last day for FNT Varsity Jacket. So if you're interested, definitely go to flagontriggers.com, get the jacket, make sure you put the custom name. It's 150 American. I know I can't change it. And yeah. And if you do buy a jacket, you can get custom Nerdrotic million patches for free. You just have to email Gary at nerdrotic.com with the address you want to send it to, as well as the receipt confirmation that you bought the jacket. So there's that. And then lastly, FNT plushies.
Real BBC plushies.
Sorry, real BBC plushies. I'm tired too. Streaming all day. Real BBC plushies. So if you want, buy one, buy them all. You get a discount the more you buy. So yeah. And I'm finally starting Doctor Who season 4 with Donna. Very excited. So that we'll be reviewing that tomorrow on my channel.
Now you can understand why people are pissed.
Yeah. And I fell in love with her in the last Christmas special. So I know I'm going to like her.
She's great.
I'm going to like her. So
season 4 has such a fun and satisfying kind of goofy ending, but it's really good. And then it goes into the specials and they're amazing. Mm-hmm. Waters of Mars. Wait till you get to that.
I'm excited. That is
peak Doctor Who right there. Waters of Mars. Good stuff.
Thank you, chat.
Thanks, chat. All right. We'll see you all next time.
See you later.
They say travelers.
Bye.
NerdErotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.